continuing your practice. And remembering how supportive relaxation is. Taking some time at the beginning, particularly to encourage, invite relaxation into the body, into the mind. And especially remembering about your face, softening the face. And two, maybe seeing if there can be a softening inside the throat. Relaxing the heart, the stomach, the intestines. With relaxation, very naturally we can begin to be aware instead of perhaps checking in. Are you already aware? Do you know that you're aware? This is not something to try to figure out, but more just a settling back into. Are you aware? And what is obvious? What are you aware of? Being aware of experience, of objects, of experience, of sights, of sounds, smells, tastes, thoughts, emotions. And this awareness of objects, of experience, is our most familiar way of being aware. And with this awareness of experience, we begin to recognize some of the qualities of that experience. Body sensations, tightness, squeezing, hardness, coolness, softness, vibration, tingling, pulsing. hearing. We recognize or hear the experience of hearing is just very rudimentary, pitch and tone, loudness and softness. Onset being slow or fast, receding or ending quickly. So we notice something about the qualities of the experience of hearing. And there are things happening in our mind. Whether we notice things as pleasant or unpleasant, like or not like them. And then this aspect of recognizing car. These are all mental things. We get a sense of them. We recognize them. Moods, states of mind have particular qualities. There's often our moods or emotions have many layers, a lot of complexity to them. So emotions are related to and connected to body sensation, thoughts, and kind of a general mental sense. And general mental sense of aversion is kind of pulling apart. Or maybe the general sense of joy is kind of a lifting up quality, a lightness. And so we settle back, relax, and open to this very mundane experience of sitting here and hearing, feeling, sensing, emotions, recognizing emotions and thoughts. And we explore this possibility to know they're happening in the present moment. This is one side of our capacity to be aware, and it's the most familiar. The what is happening in experience tends to be where we have learned to be aware. We are less familiar with another capacity of our mindfulness, to be aware of awareness itself. Being aware of awareness is not trying to turn around and look at it directly. Much as we can't look at the eye, we can't really turn around and look at the awareness. We know awareness through how it experiences objects. It feels more like a stepping back or falling back, or a widening, a broadening, an opening. In becoming aware of awareness, the objects don't disappear. It's more like we become aware of the lens through which we are seeing the objects. But we know that lens by how it relates, how it experiences the objects. Are you aware? What is obvious? The mind has the ability to recognize the awareness. The simplest way is simply knowing that you're aware. Just aware. Do you know that you're aware? We may not know how we know that. That's okay. It's kind of being with that knowing. I know that I'm aware. Allowing yourself almost to marinate in that understanding begins to help us get familiar with the actual experience of awareness itself. Relax. This is not something to try to do. In fact, the very trying can get in the way because the awareness itself is kind of a subtle experience. Being aware of the awareness itself is subtle, and if we're trying, that very effort can obscure us more. Relax. Settle back. Are you aware? And what is obvious? We can know the objects and know the awareness at the same time. Relax. Being aware of the awareness, we may start to get, the mind may start to notice different qualities or different ways the awareness functions. We might notice how awareness knows objects, receives objects. May have a sense or be a sense of awareness picking up individual experience in succession. The sound, a vibration, a breath, emotion or mood, that may feel kind of easy and smooth, kind of like flowing from experience to experience. There may be a sense of the attention kind of following the experiences. Or there may be a sense of there's a kind of a still awareness that's not moving, but just available to receive the next experience. I'm just describing different ways. None of these are right or wrong. How is it for you right now? Sometimes in picking up individual experience like that, it's a kind of a very easy ride. It feels like a gentle wave. Sometimes it feels really slippery, like things are happening so fast we can hardly have time to notice them before they go. So just noticing that quality, slippery or kind of riding that wave. And sometimes this experience can feel more like a flowy quality from experience to experience, sometimes a more jerky quality, popping from experience to experience. Sometimes it feels more like awareness is receiving many things at the same time, not focusing down on any one experience or attending to any one thing in particular, but more taking in a mixture of the ambient sound and body sensation at the same time. Maybe the awareness feels very broad, not very focused or specific. In this receptive awareness, sometimes the attention takes in broad experience and sometimes it takes in very specific experience. Sometimes we can notice it shift from that broad, diffuse, or pervading kind of wide-angle lens experience down to a more focused attention. One is not right, one is not wrong. We are just watching our minds at work. So how is it for you? Relax. Are you aware? What is obvious? And how is awareness receiving those objects? while I've been kind of guiding you to explore this aspect of being aware of awareness. It's often helpful not to try to find it or create it. There can be a lot of suffering in that. But as we do begin to get familiar with this sense of knowing, being aware of awareness, we will begin to recognize that in a very natural way, partly because our mind and body have this capacity to know these two aspects, the object and the awareness, that there will be a very natural movement between these two. Sometimes the attention more on the objects, sometimes the attention more on the awareness. You might just be curious about where that is, noticing this shift, aware of the objects, and then aware of the awareness. And perhaps a curiosity about that process. Why might that shift happen? Relax. Not trying to create anything, do anything, change anything. Are you aware? What does the awareness know? How does the awareness know?